We're going to talk a little bit about Colossians today in chapter 1, starting with verse 9. 9 through 16. Let's rehash that a little bit and see what Paul's talking about. He said, "So we have continued praying for you ever since we first heard about you, and we ask God to give you a complete understanding of what He wants to do in your lives, and we ask Him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom." Now, we'll have to say, I think today would be a very good day for you to pray that way for your church and for all your brothers and sisters in Christ. Forget about what, like Cheryl and I, we're helping this. This is a church of Christ. We're helping them. I mean, we help the Baptist church. We help the Methodist church. We help all kinds of churches because we all got one thing in common. We serve the same Lord Jesus Christ. So we're not concerned about what you call the name of the place you go to church. But we do know that we're spiritually behind where we should be as Christians. And today, I believe with all my heart that we have a group in Washington that has a very detrimental thing in mind for us. It's not good. And I can tell you for sure that the reason it's not good, because God is behind it. And He's judging America through what He's put this regime in office for. If I ever saw an administration that needs a prayer of the church, it's this one. They need us to pray for them. I mean, they need prayer. But your Christian brothers and sisters need prayer. I mean, the God we serve can change anything, but He's going to start in the church. If the church don't straighten its act up and start serving Him, then we've got a major problem. You know, when you take a church like the Lutheran Church and the decision they made the other day after God sent the tornado right downtown Minneapolis to He didn't destroy the Lutheran Church or the convention center across the street, but He damaged both of them. And the reason He did that was because they were going to vote on whether they're going to make it legal for a homosexual to serve in offices in the Lutheran Church all over the world, the Lutheran Church. And they did vote. Even though God sent a tornado to shake them up, they still voted and made it okay. Well, God said, "That's an abomination to me, and I hate it." And so, hey, they ain't nothing. I mean, if a guy or a girl is a homosexual or a lesbian, whatever, they can change. I mean, Jesus can set you free from that. I know people that have been set free and changed so they don't have to continue in that lifestyle. But if they do, it's very clear. God says it's an abomination to me and I hate it. And He clearly says in Scripture that nobody that does those kind of things shall ever inherit the kingdom of God. And so it's sad to think about this, but if I ever saw a time to do what verse 9 says, it's now. I mean, Christians, we should be praying for other Christians, for Christian leaders, for pastors, leaders, evangelists, and everything all over. We should be praying for these men so they'll get the knowledge and the wisdom they need. Then he says in verse 10, "Then the way you live will always honor and please the Lord." In other words, if the way you're living is not pleasing God as a Christian, then I suggest you change what you're doing. In other words, if you're not doing things that bring glory and honor to God, in other words, if you're a man, and of course women too today is so terrible, but women and men both in the workplace use foul words of profanity. Why do they do that? I mean, I'm talking about people that go to church. I mean, I've been in workplaces where women would have a foul mouth and I'd later get them off to the side and talk to them. And I ask them, "Are you a Christian?" "Well, yeah." "Do you go to church?" "Yes." I said, "Well, then why in the world do you use such foul words?" "Well, I mean, I just get caught up in it. All the guys do it. So what's the big deal?" Well, I'll tell you, one day I walked into a place of business when I was a regional engineer for a large corporation. I walked into a big company down here in Dallas. In fact, I'll even tell you who it was. It was Climate Supply. And I bought a lot of air conditioning refrigeration equipment from them at the time. I walked in there and the two guys on the counter were using all kinds of profanity. And they had a woman in there. And she wasn't using any profanity, but the two guys were. And whenever they got my order out there and everything I wanted, I said, "Who is the manager of this place or the owner?" And they said, "Mrs. So-and-so." And I said, oh, okay, I want to talk to her. Oh, okay. So they took me back to the back, took me to her office. The VP come got me and took me back to her office. When he said, I'm the VP, can you talk to me? I said, if the owner's here, I'd rather talk to the owner. And he said, well, okay. So he took me back there. When I got back here, it was a woman. I walked in and he walked in with me. And he said, here she is right here. I said, okay. So I sat down and I said, ma'am, my name's Thurman Scrivener and I work for a certain corporation. She said, oh yeah, we're very familiar with your corporation. You buy a lot of stuff from us. I said, I wanted you to know today that I'm fixing to pull our account. She said, what? I said, I'm not buying anything else. I said, I'm the regional engineer for this corporation. And I come in here and I was so greatly offended by two men using words of profanity on your counter. And he had a woman up there working too. And I said, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to do business in a place where they talk like that. She said, what do you mean? I said, I am a Christian. And she said, well, I'm a Christian too. She said, just a minute. She called that VP back in here, called him and said, you know this man? He said, well, yes, I do. He buys a lot of stuff from us. Do you know our guys use profanity on the counters? He said, well, yes. She said, well, why haven't you stopped it? You know I don't tolerate that kind of nonsense. Why do you let them talk like that? She said, they don't do that when I'm out there. He said, well, yeah, because you're a Christian and they know that, so they don't do it. She said, well, I don't want another word of profanity ever spoken in my place of business. Do you understand me? He said, yes, ma'am, I understand you very clearly. He said, and you get out there right now and you have a meeting with every man and woman on that counter, and if there's ever another word of profanity spoken in this place, I'll have somebody's head. And let me tell you, I never heard another word of profanity in that place. That was Climate Supply in Dallas. That was years ago. Let me tell you, what can one man do? One man can change things, you know, but I could have just done like a normal man. I could have just said, okay, they can say, talk what they want to, but no, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to live that will honor and please the Lord. And that's the way I'm going to live. And that's the way I live my life. I still live it like that. I don't allow people to talk nasty words of profanity around me. You know, if they do, I call them down. I may not do it right in the front of a bunch of people, but sometimes I will, depending on the situation. So, but you just do whatever God calls you to do, and you will continually do good, kind things for others. All the while, you will learn to know God better and better. Do you want to know Him better and better? I want to know Him better and better. I want to know more and more and more about Jesus. He's all I want to know. What the world's got, I don't want it. And today for sure. Now then, verse 11 and 12. We also pray that you will be strengthened with His glorious power so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy. If there's anything every Christian that I know today needs, it's God's power. Now then, you know, we have a CD back there. I titled it God's Power. And I had another couple get that CD the other day and listen to it, and they were awestruck. I mean, they were absolutely awestruck. Never have we heard such things as this. Been in church all of our life. Well, I wonder when's the last time somebody prayed that, Lord, fill them with your glorious power. Because, see, if we don't do these things, because if I've had the privilege to walk in this with God, who is this available to? Every one of us. Yes, God is no respecter of persons. He wants you and your attributes to be just exactly like His. He don't want foul words coming out of your mouth. He wants good, clean, holy words, and He wants you to be kind and loving to people. And then He says, and He wants you to be filled with joy. You know, that's something we need to do on a regular basis. When you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, fill me with your joy. I want that spirit of love, joy, and peace in my life. I want to be full today, Lord. I want to be filled up. And then He says, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Now then, you've got to live in the light for these things to work. And a lot of people are God's people that they don't thank Him very much. I mean, I have been with people that all day long. Some people, not with the people I work with and live with and run with, but I have been with other people that we can go all day and I'm the only one that says, praise the Lord. You know, thank you, Jesus. And all during the day, at the end of the day, I said, gee, I thought you guys were Christians. Well, gee, we are. I said, I didn't hear not one single one of you say, praise the Lord today, not one single time. Well, Thurman, we don't want to offend somebody. I said, get over it. Now, get over it. That's a problem. God told us to praise Him, did He not? I mean, if I ever knew anybody that was worthy to be praised, it's my King. Now, I don't care what the world thinks about that. I don't care what they think. You know, I'm going to praise Him. I don't care who tells me I can't. They can't stop me. I'm kind of like the little boy that the daddy, you know, said, son, sit down. And so the little boy, he sat down. And he said, well, that's good. You're sitting down. He said, that's okay, daddy. I may be sitting down on the end, but on the inside, I'm standing up. See, now that's kind of the way me and God are. You know, if somebody tells me to sit down, I may have to go sit down, but I'm standing up on the inside for Jesus. You know, that's just the way I am. But he says, always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. Now, I love that because I love to thank the Father who has enabled me to share the inheritance that belongs to you and me. And I share that inheritance. It's a great inheritance. Just think, we die one day, guess where we get to go? Home to heaven. Glory to God. He's got a mansion up there for us. And I want to do what I have to do to be able to get there. I definitely don't want to go to this other place. And there's more and more people in America every day that's falling away from God. They're turning their back on Him. I mean, it's amazing. I read an article. There was a real beautiful black lady. I read a picture of her story. She was working on her third master's degree in some university. And it was psychology or something. And at the end, it came to a time when they asked her what she would do if a homosexual came in. And she said, well, I'd have to refer them to someone else because I don't believe like a homosexual believes. And they had a meeting and would not let her graduate because of that. And so she went to one of the Christian organizations that's lawyers. And they said, oh, they're going to fight this and she's going to win because she's going to be able to graduate because they cannot stop her from doing that because she's standing on her Christian beliefs. She could have just said, well, I'd meet with them, talk with them, and I'm tolerant.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, It's All About Christ, Not You, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.